Ruin Willow with the Oh Fuck Yeah with Ruin Willow podcast. I am an erotica author, podcaster, and narrator, and I am going to read chapter one from the book Inside Ruin Willow by B.D. Hampton and Ruin Willow. Now, this is about sex. My whole podcast is about sex. So if you are under the age of 18, it is time to leave the podcast now. This is not for you. All right. Now, for those of us who are adults, well, I'm going to read this and I hope you enjoy it. I'll be reading pieces of the book on the podcast in the coming weeks. And it is going to be coming out in April of 2021. I will be narrating this book, and it will also be available as an audiobook. Okay, are you ready to get hot? I sure as fuck am. This is about two erotica writers who get together. And, well, you'll just have to wait and see what we do. Two naughty-brained erotica writers getting together. That's pretty fucking hot. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start. Ready? To all the Ruin Willow fans out there, BD wants to fuck every orifice of her vessel's body. And man, her lips. All I can say is, God damn. I hope you enjoy B.D. Hampton absolutely fucking your favorite writer and podcaster harder than she's ever been. Hand to God, Ruin Willow will be pounded into submission. He's a beast and crazy as fuck. And her vessel's so fucking hot. B.D. created the Clitterwhirl and Raleigh Rock, Ruin inspired, for fuck's sake. This is his dirtiest fantasy and, dare I say, yours. Ruin Willow takes B.D. Hampton's seed more than once. Chapter 1. Ruin Willow's vessel stares down the writing panel at me from the far left. I'm sorry. Hold the story. I'm B.D. Hampton, and I'm inside the mind of the vessel that wrote that Clitterwhirl, Dictawhirl, and Raleigh Rock in the Quiet Chick series. Okay, back to the story. Ruin listens and rolls her eyes as I spout my typical crazy-ass comments about writing smut. My vessel feels like rolling his eyes every single time I speak. Such a vanilla motherfucker. He could never do what I do. Poor guy's brain would probably have a meltdown. And that other pen name he is interested in? Boring Fantasy. Ugh. Simple. Pussy. Motherfucker. I had convinced my vessel to go see Ruin at the book signing. Silly fucker is married. Dumb fuck. But me, B.G. Hampton, I'm fitting to get my dick wet. Really, really wet. So we are at RavenCon in Richmond, Virginia. It's early April, the 1st, to be exact. Readers and listeners always turn up salivating at Ruin Willow's vessels, curves and lips, her unbelievably sexy voice ringing in their ears. The only thing, she was masked up because of COVID and con crud. All you could see were her piercing eyes, nothing else. She could have worn a black BDSM hole-in-the-mouth mask, and folks still would have stood in line for their signings. She is that sexy. My vessel isn't bad-looking. He's got a thick cock, which helps his self-esteem, a receding hairline, which the brain is self-conscious about, and he ain't much taller than a hobbit. Thick dick, no height, just a waist. Women like tall men, right? This vessel's moral brain fights me whenever I take over. Every fucking time. What a piece of shit, stupid fucker. Shrug, but I digress. Just so you can follow me and my crazy thoughts in this venture, watch the Animal House scene when the good angel and the devil are debating about fucking the young woman in front of him. Tits sticking out, nice perky nipples. The angel won, like the vessel's brain, the largest eye roll in the world. Many of Ruin's fans want to see her face, so many. Shit, including me. I have, wink. But Ruin would never dare show her face. Comes with the territory. Few, if any, writers ever use their real name. Hence why my character breathes in this vanilla body eye roll. We write horny, smut-filled, nasty, sex-positive, fulfilling, and orgasmic experiences. You get what you pay for with us, right? I have jerked it so hard to her pics and voice that the vessel is chafing. And when he nuts, he whimpers like a bitch. The power of Ruin Willow. In a creepy voice. He does what I tell him to. He puts the lotion in the basket. Sorry, I digress. The body doesn't do everything I say, but close. Ruin waits for me to stop speaking through the vessel's mouth and raises her hand. Every eye turns in her direction, and with a voice that sounds like honey dripping in cum and craving, she says, "Hey, shithead, did anyone listen to a fucking thing you said?" The full room went silent. So fucking silent. I was aghast, humiliated. Oh, but my vessel's pale, white, 9-inch long, 2-inch wide, thick dick literally sprang near to his knee. Oh, I like that part. That's the one unembellished truth I'll give him. I tried to get him to roll his eyes for the sudden insult, but that's just Ruin being Ruin. Naughty fucking minx. She can be such a dominant, slutty tease sometimes. My vessel just kept his eyes fixated on the vessel's unbelievably sexy eyes. He didn't even hear the slight. His eyes crinkle at the corners as he smiles under the red mask, typical of him. It's like eyes turn him on more than attributes. Pussy, I gave him a suggestion this morning. A little nudge not to wear any underwear. He slipped on a tight, wrinkled pair of tan corduroy pants. I can appear at the most vulnerable and disorienting times at 5 a.m. with the lights off. I call it prime time. Ruin's vessel would be impressed if he stood up, though, and maybe some other ladies, and dare I say men. Don't judge the vessel. I'm bi. He's not. But if I can manage to get enough drinks in him tonight, he'll hit every hole, I'm sure, and take it in every hole. At least when I'm at the helm, he will. I'm just a filthy motherfucker. Mic drop.
We'll be back after a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by the Spring Cleaning Champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure the man in your life grooms his carpets and his drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Have him clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch his confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and have him join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. With our special offer, go to manscaped.com and use code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, for the 20% off and free shipping. Have you ever been doing some oral pleasure and got some hairs in your mouth or your teeth? Well, Manscaped can help with that. Try being clean shaven for spring cleaning. After he uses Manscaped, you can say, let's get some busy with some spring fever in the bedroom. Try out Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It is an amazing trimmer that features two interchangeable heads, one for taking a little off the top and the new foil blade to go smooth. If you want to go smooth for spring cleaning, make sure you try out Manscaped products. Bring on those smooth skin, sexy slaps in the bedroom. And how do you do that? Use Manscaped products to shave clean down in your pubic area. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code RUIN. You have to use my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, all caps at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code RUIN at manscaped.com. Nothing like a little spring cleaning in his pants, right? In your pants, if you're a man. Spring clean your groin area. Try smooth. Try it with Manscaped. Talk about the differences of choices between the brain and character he created. The vessel stutters, and then I take over. Wouldn't say that with my dick in your mouth, Ruin. You naughty minx. I spat, shutting his brain down. The whole crowd gasped, and the older moderator cleared her throat. What was that? Ruin snapped. You heard me, I said, forcing the vessel to wink. Ruin's vessel flushed, but I noticed her wink. Oh, Ruin, come out to play, you dirty, nasty slut. Then I stand in the vessel's dick, making a large impression on his pant leg, a little pre-cum staining his thigh. I hear a mocha-skinned woman in the back guffaw and watch her lean out of her chair in the aisle, eating popcorn, really popcorn, hand to God, she whistled. If she ain't interested, I sure as fuck am. She glances at my cock. Because I would love to feel that motherfucker in every hole I have. I snap the vessel's fingers and finger wave her forward. The woman who stood up has the largest tits I have ever seen in my life. She really looks like a black Jessica Rabbit. No shit. A real Jessica Rabbit. And not that weak-ass cartoon. Lucky fucker who fucks that tight asshole every night. Sorry, forgot to mention, I love giving and receiving anal. She approaches in an extremely form-fitting, tight pink dress, cut off just below her wide-ass cheeks. Her massive, thick breasts push so high, they almost touch her throat. I glance down and see the thickest camel toe in my life. I lick my lips, and our eyes meet again. Her mask hides her face like everyone else's. I fucking hate that, don't you? It's like a mouth condom. She makes it to the table, the bottom of her pink 6-inch heels leaving an impression the size of a dime as she takes each step down the red carpet. She smirks and stands shoulder width apart, forearms pressing her cleavage out. I think my vessel's eyes are going to explode. The crowd hanging on her every word. I'm the shittiest Ruin Willow fan in the audience. Sasha is my name, she giggles. And I came here to fuck Ruin. She finishes with a smirk. And I know what these tits do to men and women. I blink. Sasha? Her perfume and confidence making me glance at the vessel's bulge growing by the moment. In the caramel flesh, sunshine. You're B.T. Hampton, and you're good. Read your quiet cheek stuff. She turned to Ruin. And that's the fuck puppet, prolific smut writer, Ruin Willow, with that Oh Fuck Yeah podcast that I rub one out to nightly. To be honest, Sasha's confidence blows even me away. I'm thinking that she, like me, has rubbed it to Ruin's feed and paperback pages so much that they are now stuck together. If it's one thing my vessel can do, is nut harder than a motherfucker. But he fucks up my concentration with that left leg twitching shit he does, and those annoying loud gasps, screams, and moans when he finally does nut after a 40-minute jerking session to Ruin's honey voice. I roll. Hurry up, fucker, I always say. We got smut to write. Don't nut till it falls off, you silly fucker. I'll give him another head nod of approval, though. His thick cream-filled nut smears across his flat stomach without abs like jelly on toast. If that vanilla motherfucker would just put in a lush two in his ass when he busts, I'm sure his soul would leave his body. I've done the research for him. It makes you come like 10 times harder. That toy with a remote control will shoot a real shiver up his spine and make both his pathetic legs quiver. But again, I digress. Sasha snaps her fingers at me. So, are you going to my hotel room upstairs to tag team that delicious piece of fuck meat, Rune Willow? Or are you going to sign your work with that huge dick? She asks, nodding at it. I blush. Well, the vessel did. I turn to Ruin. You game? The crowd sits transfixed. Filthy readers really turn on smut writers. We write to hear about them coming to our words. We love to know your vibrators run out of batteries, or that closet bisexual men find a dick to swallow deep in their throats. No judgments. You know that shit that folks want to do, but don't. They are why we do what we do. The crowd listens as if they are in virtual reality voyeuristic porno movie. That's what happens when the actor speaks through the vessel's lips. The vessels say what we say. That's why they have to keep us hidden in real life. Like under lock and fucking key hidden. Ruin's vessel slowly nods, and I could have sworn the vessel winked and licked the saliva from her bottom lip. But one of my eyes was laser focused on Sasha's huge pert tits, the other on Ruin's massive breasts and full, bouncy, dirty blonde hair. If you were there, you would have had the same crazy crackhead eye look. Don't judge. Just be happy I'm giving you this experience. Sasha smiles, then says, good. I've been waiting to fuck Ruin on that glitter whirl you wrote about. She turns to me. And you can watch. My dick flew up to a gasp from the moderator seated next to me, who was probably around 80, who promptly fainted. Yeah, big white cock will do that to you. Another woman in the front row, about the same age, says, I thought this was a creative writing panel. What the fuck floor did I get off on? Ruin laughs. I guess I'm gonna fuck Ruin Willow threesome floor. But it's leaving the station without you, sweetheart, she says, sliding a fingernail to her large, milky white breast, complete with a pebbled, pale pink nipple in her see-through white blouse. She presses it down with a low moan while making eye contact with Sasha. Sasha laughs and winks. Let's go. As they walk away, a young black man with a chest that is beyond muscular thrusts a book into Ruin's hands. She smiles wide, then pulls a black felt pen from between her huge tits and signs it. She kisses it and then hands it back with a wink. Like a dumbass writer who feels left out of the signing pile, I stop in front of him and say, hey, bro, B.D. Hampton in the flesh. Got one of my quiet chick books in there? The young man paused like a deer in the headlights look and mumbles, never read you. I laugh, but the vessel cried inside like a little bitch he is. Unfortunately, I am at the helm. I glare at him and boom, Then fuck yourself, kid. I follow Ruin and Sasha with my heart on like a bloodhound. Not bothered in the slightest by my outburst, I feel my vessel's heart rate go through the roof, and that self-absorbed fantasy writer crying from the depths of his balls. My hard-on leads me out. You could have hung a towel from it, really, a wet towel. Okay, you got me. Not a wet one, but you could swing from it in the Olympic Games. Hands raised, another lie. Guys are like that. Bear with me. I mean, it's Ruin Willow and a super female fan, fuck's sake. The women walk side by side and I feel like a third wheel or a lost puppy, wiping the saliva off the back of my arm and into my mask. Both their asses are so full that I thought Big D would jump out of his pants. Oh, you didn't know I call it Big D? Yeah. That's the character name of the big white dick guy in Quiet Chick. It stands for Big Dick Hampton, bitches. Throw in the two up, two down sign. Clears throat. For those that don't know, it's the sign of Virginia. Anyway, that elevator must have been a country mile from the sweltering room. I glance over my shoulder and the whole crowd is still seated, mouths agape. And a narrator, still laying on her side, out cold. I wish that elevator was in China as I watched one woman whisper something, the other giggling and returning another whisper. But at one moment in that conversation, both of those gorgeous women look at my vessel dead in the eye. And I realized that I had bitten off way more than I can chew, or for that matter, suck or fuck on. Guys, those wide ass cheeks and similar sized tits were something out of a torture movie, like having someone edge you like you were owned in that movie Saw. It was like watching two goddesses from another dimension gaze at me like the last piece of Popeye's chicken. The one that assholes will sit in line for like an hour because it's the last food on earth. Yeah, those jagoffs. Anyway, that look. My vessel's asshole puckers up tighter than a snare drum. Ruin is known for writing all different types of dirty shit. Kinky, really dirty, nasty shit that makes your cock explode type shit. And uses only her voice for, oh, fuck yeah, podcast to make you nut at least two times a session to her moans and fucks. Ooh, moans, yeah, kind of like this. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, I suppose. I sigh. Oh, I just. I. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck me. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck me. Yeah. Kind of like that. Now, I created the Clitawhirl, wrote a guide to the Dictawhirl for the men who enjoy a hard nut rush with milking. But Ruin is a slut, and she enjoys getting fucked. I'm not sure, but I think she speaks from experience. Hell, she should have had a panel on how to make a man or woman spray cum on a phone screen late at night trying not to get it pregnant. Shrugs. Not like the vanilla I have or anything. Sorry, another digress moment. When we finally reach the elevator, I know my vessel's moral mind will finally shut the fuck up. and that other angel is buried deep in the folds of his gooch. If you don't know what that is, Google it, please. I lick my fingers, rub my palms together, then interlock my knuckles and crack them. And away we go, folks. Well, that is the end of chapter one of Inside Ruin Willow. And we've got two erotica authors getting ready to go fuck. And they've picked up Sasha. Oh, Sasha's delicious. I'd like to fuck Sasha. Maybe I do. Well, maybe you'll have to wait and find out. I will be reading chapter two from Inside Ruin Willow, and I hope you come back and hear it. In the meantime, I hope you have a sexy fucking day. Talk to me on social media. I love to talk to you. Comment, like, come talk to me. It's fun. I love it. Twitter, Raunchyiz and Ruin Willow. Instagram, Ruin Willow, Ruin Willow 1, and Ruin Willow Author. On YouTube, Ruin Willow. MeWe, Ruin Willow, and Pinterest. And I am soon going to be on TikTok as well. You can find my longer stories at ruinwillowauthor.com. Please follow my podcast if you enjoy it. And leave me a comment. I'd love to know your thoughts. Well, I hope you have a sexy fucking day. Love ya. Ready for some spring cleaning of your beard and groin hairs? Try out Manscaped products, where you can get 20% off with my new code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to get 20% off and free shipping. In order to get the discount, use the promo code RUIN, R-U-A-N, to do that spring cleaning you get yourself ready for sexy times. Heat up your spring with a new shave, a new trim. Perhaps try going bare. Get more skin smacks in the bedroom, if you know what I mean.